The Edwards County School Board met in a regular session Monday night at the West Salem Grade School. The board, under unfinished business, heard from a representative from Engie Engineering, which is a turnkey architectural firm. Engie is assessing the district's buildings for deficiencies and suggested renovations to the current buildings. One area is the lunch serving area at the K-12 and the flow of the students during lunchtime. Renovations of the dressing room areas at the K-12 and at the West Salem Grade School was also mapped out for the board's consideration. A chairlift at the West Salem Grade School cafeteria area was also suggested, along with roof work at both schools. The district will consider the plans and could vote on a motion to proceed next month. However, there is a price tag of $300,000 for the design phase. Michelle Wiseman gave the annual FFA report. This past year, a total of 59% of the ECHS student body was enrolled in FFA. Mrs. Wiseman commented that this year has been a good year, with several awards, one being the new Farm to Fork program. There was more discussion of the purchase of a van to haul children to events versus a white activity bus. The district did find that the 15-passenger vans are not recognized by the state of Illinois as safe. Only 9 passengers and a driver can be in a van. So the district opted to try a used activity bus from Midwest Bus. The price for the 2018 bus with 55,000 miles on the unit, $54,880. Fees for the coming school year were approved by the board. Most prices stayed the same. However, the lunch prices did raise a dime. The dual credit partnership agreement with the IECC was approved by the board, and there was some discussion of raising the driver's ed fees. However, those cannot be increased, according to Superintendent Calger. Superintendent Calger also reminded the board that children that are homeschooled are also eligible to take driver's ed school classes through the school district. Trees in front of the K-12 will be coming down, and at least 4 new trees will be planted there. The ash trees are in need of replacement. Superintendent Calger told the board that it looks like the district lunch program will end the year in the red by $64,027. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignation of Nathaniel Smittler as Albion Grade School basketball coach and Whitney Leak as teacher's aide. The board voted to employ Albion Grade School Student Council Representative Elizabeth Brock Jones, and also voted to employ all ECHS club and class sponsors. The board also did not take any action on the ratification of the Edwards County Support Staff contract. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.